Coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana, this is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck P.
Backing down for nothing, I'ma back him down like Shaq with this black 223 in my hand. Better pray that the chopper jam like a radio single, man. Police radio signal saying that a 187 land on your corner. Coroner's comfort your mama, mama he said the next morning. Hot toasted up with my homies, we drinking smoke marijuana. Want us to change our ways, You see this game we play come from uncles that raised me in Compton. Ask me what I have accomplished, I don't know, I don't have conscience. I just load up and start dumping on enemies, I'm headhunting. No sympathy, ain't no love when you in these streets, just get something. Protect your neck, cause they coming. For set respect, split your onion and chop your deck. Your head tumbling like gymnast sex. Ooh. Cause ignorance is bliss. This shit you heard from LA this far, and I'm this far from a discharge, but never will I discharge. We all tryna ball, and when I got the rock, I'll dish off. Until the day I pissed and whip you poses till y'all pissed off. We peel off in a hoopty, come back and make these niggas wanna shoot me. And they bitches wanna salute me or seduce me. Indubitably, I'm too street. Indubitably, I'ma do me better than your bitch would. Cause you niggas too weak, but just give me 2 weeks, and I'm good. I make an album that'll put a smile on Malcolm, make Martin Luther tell God I'm the future for heaven's talent. No tarot card reading. And I'm foreseeing you niggas vanish. Not only from the rap game, I'm including the planet. Cats so watered down, clowns can sink Titanic. Tie titanium around they neck and watch them panic. Give me respect, damn it, or get damaged. Die young corpse identified by your parents. Apparently you a parent, mocking me in my blueprint. But I won't share it, just make you cop it, then call you a sheriff. Stop it, I'm hearing the comments, the critics are calling me conscious. But truthfully, every shooter be calling me Compton. So truthfully, only calling me Quali in common proves that ignorance is bliss. That shit you heard from LA this far, and I'm this far from this far.
Still going. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast. What you want to call a cool Tuesday? Cool as in mid-60s. I'm in here with Mr. J. Adam. Sir, what's going on? Before we continue on, check out thehospitalityroom.com. Check out Podomatic, Mr. T7. Older shows, we still have pertinent subjects on those. Can listen to us talk about the palm vein scanner, my dislike of A&E, and well, later on in the show I'll tell you about my new dislike of TLC.
No, of course not.
Even though I seen Left Eye in the 30 for 30,
I did see that.
Yes.
Old memories.
Yeah. We can start off with that for a second.
About crazy chicks, crazy
exes. No.
Burn your house down.
What did you think of the documentary? The Broke documentary?
It was almost heartbreaking if they wouldn't have been millionaires at some point in time.
I looked at it twice. I really didn't feel bad. I did not. You know going in that, well, I'm not gonna say everybody should know, but first of all, I didn't feel bad. Let me start over again. I didn't feel bad because I'm not, nor do I stand for me people. If Daryl Strawberry wanted to get 3,000 pounds worth of crack with the money he was making from hitting home runs. That's him, yes. So, going into the documentary, I was like that already. Oh, Mike fell.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's how I felt going in. And hearing the stories of the dudes losing money and stuff, tricking it off, making it rain. Father and children with multiple women. I really couldn't feel bad. And then the next day I seen on your favorite show, First Take, like, I couldn't get past the 4 minute mark. Liar. You liar. You say worse stuff than that in the morning early. First topic. But yeah, the documentary was, I don't know if it was to open the eyes of, like, younger athletes, or is it to show people that, yeah, I understand why y'all don't give a fuck about me now, because, look, this is what I did with the money that I made over the years. I chose to fuck it off and buy houses that I really couldn't clean myself. I'm not mad with him for that, because, I mean, you do what you want with your money, fuck it. If I want to take it and have a bonfire in the backyard one night for 6 hours straight where it's just money burning, I can do that.
Oh, yeah, when you got your first job with everybody, not just anyone in particular, but when you're young and you get minimum wage, you work minimum wage, you get that first paycheck, you go blow that money on bullshit. So just imagine you're 18, you get $10 million. Now you can buy a whole bunch of bullshit.
And I can understand but I can and I can't. It's like, why are you so interested in somebody that throws a ball around for a living? Is it because they make 10 times the amount that you make 20 times to most people? Like, if you're good at throwing this leather with air inside of it.
I don't believe that's even a little bit bigger than that. I believe America's obsession with football is, or any sport in particular, it's, throughout history, there's always been some sort of major distraction for countries or for...
Where's the obsession with hockey?
That's not American sport. That's Canadian, Russian. Plus, they have a lockout every 2 years in hockey, so it's kind of hard to follow them.
But I don't understand the motive behind, like, getting on people because they accumulate millions of dollars. I mean,
I don't think it's an accumulation. I think it's people's followers are bigger than that. That's, they want to look at somebody else. You know how you always try to project, it's not my fault, it's you. So you like to see somebody that's doing worse than you, and it's like, oh, you were doing real, you were doing better than me, they're doing worse than me. And it's like, because you never had a chance to live beyond your means. That's my opinion. I believe it's just kind of how everybody stops to look at a car wreck. Everybody wants to see the blood and the guts. That's kind of the deep-seated, like NASCAR. You might have some NASCAR fans, but I know when I tune in, I don't want to see a gruesome wreck. I want to see somebody get ejected out the car and get hit by another car 200 miles an hour. That's just me. It's, people personalize sports, like sports figures personalize. They became, I guess, a parent, since they always talk about role models for sports. It's like, if you're a parent, you should be a role model for your child, not some athlete that's 18 years old and hasn't grown up himself. How can you be a role model for someone else?
And, like, another thing is, like, halfway in or towards the end, they showed the part about the athletes getting injured. And they showed the dude, the boxer, the one that almost died in the ring. And to me, my opinion, that had nothing to do with the premise of broke. Yes. That's my only knock on it. Like, everything else was cool. I mean, that's what happens. That shit ain't free. Lamborghinis and Hummers ain't free.
Free market capital.
Oh yeah, and that part where the dude said, yeah, he had got his last check compensation. He had to get the Hummer. Hey, that's you. Now you got $4,000 left to live the rest of your natural life. Go ahead. Now that $4,000, we'll put 35 in the Hummer. Straight cash, homie.
All the house paid for. Cash money.
No, I think tonight they're going to have the one about the dude that ran the 979 and the 100 and then got found positive for steroids.
Oh, that's what the asterisk was for? Yeah. I seen the little title. I was wondering what the asterisk was about.
Okay, sir. So, I don't even like really want to get into this, but debate recap.
I think Obama approaches the analyst time.
Oh, you're gonna give me the 2 minutes first.
That's it. I'm gonna let you keep talking.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you, Jim Lehrer, for being one of the best moderators that I've ever debated in front of. Second off, I'd like to thank presidential nominee Willett Romney. You really put on a performance of acting like a real arrogant white man. Just not waiting your turn, just cutting people off, giving people to cut the malarkey look. And I'd also like to thank the pundits on the station that is supposed to support me for just like throwing me in the front of the bus without untying my hands. You know, most of the stuff I said was based in fact, but I know that really doesn't matter to most of you Americans.
Truth doesn't win anymore.
Yeah. So in order to try to get some of the independent votes, I just had to keep it kosher. And that was my time, Mr. Lehrer. You could have cut me off a half a minute ago, but as usual, you didn't.
We know what the difference is. We're just not going to mention.
God bless us. God bless the United States of America.
I wish God meant for him to say that before. I don't know, Mitt Romney, I was reading up about the campaign. They pretty much replaced the campaign manager, and now Mitt Romney's son is going to run the campaign. But the reasons that everyone said that Romney won the debate is also the same exact reasons why everyone, and this is in 2004, everyone voted for George Bush. There was no rigging of no election. I remember people was gung-ho for this dude. Because everyone loved Bush because he stuck to his guns and says things forcefully. He didn't think, there was nothing to say, he spoke from the gut. Which is where the Stephen Colbert character was born from. George Bush and O'Reilly. But anyway. So for him to win a debate by saying forceful things, it shows where America, I don't believe America really is as a country or as a whole. I believe our people are still smarter than the majority. But like you're saying, whenever you tell the moderator that I'm going to fire you, your job is gone if I'm president, at that point Jim Blair should have just stood up and threw his hands up and said, let's go.
Jim Blair, I don't even know what he was doing. Like, it gave the impression that Mitt Romney was in control of what was going on. And it's only because he was being arrogant. And I know that appeals to 2/3 of the viewing audience. I know this. It appeals to 2/3 of you. Don't act like it doesn't. Because everybody said it at least once, oh yes, Mitt Romney looked like he was in control of what was going on. Of course he did. Of course. But at the same time, I'll ask this question. What is Mitt Romney's health care plan?
Well, the beauty of Mitt Romney's health care plan, the listeners can't see the air quotes, but the beauty of the plan is you'll find out after he's elected. That's the beauty of it. And whatever you want in it, that's exactly what he's going to put in it. Whatever you don't want, that's exactly what's not going to be in it. See, the beauty of what Romney did for the last 18 months is everyone said Romney's alive. And we knew this. Like, this is not something that we just found out debate night. And the biggest disappointment to me was Obama never checked him on anything. Like, he kept trying to be too civil about getting Mitt Romney to talk. But if everyone remembers correctly, the last 18 months, anytime you hear a report about any of Mitt Romney's plans or anything, it's never directly from Romney's mouth. You either hear Paul Ryan's plan, his budget, you hear one of his campaign staff saying something. It's never Romney, so that way you can't hold his feet to the fire. Even in the Republican nominee debates, that was what all the other nominees, or not nominees, the other people up against them in the debates, they're kept saying Romney doesn't say any specifics. He never mentions anything. He just goes with the flow. He knows how to stay outside of, I guess, the political spectrum. Even though he's running for politics, or he's running for the political position, but he knows how to avoid being held accountable for anything. He's always has wiggle room. They can always say, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, it wasn't this. And, I mean, he's a known flip-flopper. If Al Gore was supposedly, I'm sorry, not Al Gore, I misspoke. If John Kerry was a flip-flopper in 2004, what does that make Mitt Romney? And the whole time, Obama never checked him on anything. He kept mentioning, he'd say middle class, middle class, middle class. And Romney was smart. He didn't say middle class. He would say middle income. Because if you look at the actual books, the middle income that he considers is $250,000. Well, if that's the middle, that means that's the average. I mean, you should be able to go out in your neighborhood, wherever you're at, and find lots of people that make that much money, or households that have that much income. Obama let him slide. And even that was another thing, the whole Mitt Romney taking over the debate. I can see the point to that being Obama didn't say anything. Like, he kept trying to tell Jim Lehrer, you know, you can do it, you can do this. And if he'd have spoke up and said anything about it, the news next morning, especially Fox News, would have said Obama was an angry black man. That would have been the first thing. He couldn't hold his cool. He couldn't do this. So throughout history, this first debate, whenever a president is running for re-election, the incumbent always loses the first debate. And everyone knew this going in ahead of time, that everyone thought Obama was going to win, but the format and the style that it was made for Romney. Like, that was the challenger's format. So you can basically just talk about how you want things different from what's going on.
Wasn't that an MSNBC debate? Wasn't it the host, MSNBC?
No. It was, the debates aren't done like that anymore. There's actually a commission set up now that controls all the debates. Okay. And they give the debates to whatever network it is.
Okay.
And MSNBC couldn't get the debate. And the reason being was Fox News wasn't giving a debate this time. So Mitt Romney and his campaign said, well, since Fox News can't have a debate, MSNBC won't have a debate. Because if they have a debate, we're not going to participate in it. Now, people might not remember that. This was from like a month or two ago. It was news, but when it first was announced, that was the actual, you can look this up. This is actual public record. This is not just a conspiracy theory or anything of that sort. This was actually said and told. And there's even a list online of contributors that contribute to the, I forget the anagram or whatever it is for this, people that run it, but it's a nonpartisan, supposedly, but it's funded privately, and it has some really crazy, like the Bottled Water Association of America is one of the top sponsors for this debate format. I didn't even know they had such a thing, but, oh well, we learn something new every day. But as lackluster as the debate was, if that changed your mind, like, still at this point, if you're an undecided voter, then your opinion really doesn't matter to me anymore. And if the tone that Mitt Romney used Saturday night was able to convince you to vote for him, then you fit into the stereotype that I usually try to say is amongst those demographic of voters. And even the next few debates, when Joe Biden goes up Thursday night, he might actually try to punch Paul Ryan at some point in time. I don't know. But something has to happen from them. Anyway, that's just my spiel on it.
Yeah, the night was full of BS. I mean, both candidates were trying to lean to the middle, and you can say Obama always leans towards the middle, but he really was putting on. He didn't care about his liberals that night, because most of the time his liberals don't care about him. So, I mean, there was no reason. It was no reason for your boy Lawrence O'Donnell to be outraged, or Chris Matthews to be outraged, because y'all don't go up to bat with him when he's really trying to do something.
So, Winston Smith made a good point when he said that MSNBC is trying to be the liberal equivalent of Fox, and sometimes it's the same thing. It's just they have an opinion, that they have their own agenda they're trying to push, and like you said, Obama did. He was what he should have did. I ain't gonna say he's perfect. Like, he could have had more life into him. The biggest thing, and this goes back throughout the history, like whenever the TV first started covering debates live, the way the president looked changed. Like, before, if you go back, I think it was before Kennedy and such, like, you'd have overweight presidents that didn't look like anything special. But since then, since TV has taken over, the look, and it's less of the message and more, or it's less substance and more flair and nonsense. And for people to sit there and say Mitt Romney won because of the way he presented himself, the only credence I give to that was Obama was looking down at his notes, writing the whole time. And I honestly believe he was doing that to keep from lying and flat out calling Romney a damn liar or saying something like crazy. I think he really did his best to stay on the script that they went over, things that he was going to say. I really think he stayed on message as Romney was just throwing out nonsense. Gobbledygook.
Prayers to the family. Prayers to the family. I mean, people were up in an uproar, just, yes, Mitt Romney looks like somebody. We know what we finally know what he stands for.
But they can't tell you what it is.
What it exactly.
And I think a lot of that has to do also with the Republicans had no, I honestly believe before this, the only thing this really did was rally Republicans. I don't think it did anything to get new voters. I don't believe it did anything like that. Like, polls going back and forth, that don't mean nothing.
For real, if you're undecided on who you're going to vote for at this point, then
you haven't been paying attention. So
really?
You're not going to make an informed decision in the last few minutes.
At this point, I don't even care who you vote for. Just go and vote.
Go vote Gary Johnson. Move on.
Shit, dude. Like, the fucking purpose.
Virgil Good.
You've been looking at, you seen Mitt Romney in about 13 debates now. You see Obama on TV every other day, just about. Every day if you look at Fox News. But you don't know what he stands for. He's still undecided. Still undecided, huh? Yeah. Anything else on the debate, sir?
Oh, I think it's going to be a different tone the next one. And not just the vice presidential, because that, we don't know what's going to happen. Paul Ryan he can't flip the script. If that dude says anything different, he's gave too many facts. He has to stick to his guns. So, and he's going to come out with, well, I'm going to have to support Mitt Romney. He's the president. You want him to try to, I guess, walk away from a lot of his extreme. But I believe the next presidential debate after that will be more telling so than this one. Because if Obama comes out and just tries to attack Romney, you're going to hear the angry black man. And then if Romney wins again, President Romney will be elected in November. And
President Romney? Mitt Romney!
Everybody will get what they want.
They wanted the comeback. This is America's comeback team. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, America's comeback team.
My own statement I have is, if you were upset in 2008 when the stock market crashed and your grandparents or maybe even you, anyone you know, lost their retirement and pension, they lost all that, go taking a Mitt Romney doesn't really have to do with the medical, or he wants to get rid of Obamacare, supposedly.
And Dodd-Frank.
And Dodd-Frank. But he wants to replace Obamacare with a voucher program.
What?
Which will lead to the same privatization.
Like, why I just stopped giving a fuck mid-debate is he came out against, he said he was down with regulations. But then he came out of, yeah, we're repealing Dodd-Frank. As soon as we get in there, just fuck it. Even if you don't know, even if you don't dabble, whatever, into politics, the man just said he was down with regulations, but he was down to get rid of regulations within 5 minutes. What does he stand for?
Viewers already forget. Yeah, David.
Well,
he stands for that dollar. That's what he stands for. But it's,
and
you hear him talk about they want to cut government subsidies and they want to end these payouts. But then he talks about we have to cut taxes for corporations, which is you're giving a subsidy still to this corporation because we're going to bring jobs there. But how can you honestly say that? How can people believe that whenever you sit and out overseas? That's what baffles me. He's a great business leader, but all he did was sell everything off and then claim the profit off of it. Is that really business? Yeah, his business did well, but how many people's businesses did he help? That's the thing.
I don't know. I guess when you sell your soul for money, you can relate to what Mitt Romney does for a living. And that was a slug. That was a slug.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Yeah. Alright. Now, before we move on out of the debates, one more thing I noticed was that Obama was, like, this close from just telling everybody to shut the fuck up. Like, it was this close. Especially when Mitt Romney would cut him off and then come with the blatant lie. Just like when they started talking about Solyndra in Tesla Energies. And Obama just turned away from Mitt Romney and he just had the longest grin on his face. Kind of looked like Paul Mooney a little bit.
That's what just, I was saying earlier. It looked like Obama wanted to tell him to go fuck you or
yes.
Something. If not, that was just me wanting to tell him fuck you. I really believe that's why Obama was looking down and laughing, because you know you can get so you just want to sneak somebody and just laugh at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yes.
I can't believe this motherfucker got the audacity to lie in my face like this. Like, that's what I think he was thinking in this episode. He's like, the audacity of whooping my ass.
Though he couldn't do it at the debates, he did it the next day. We'll play a little bit of it.
Now, the reason I was in Denver, obviously, is to see all of you, and I just, and it's always pretty. But we also had our first debate last night. And, you know, when I got onto the stage, I met this very spirited fellow who claimed to be Mitt Romney. But it couldn't have been Mitt Romney, Because the real Mitt Romney has been running around the country for the last year promising $5 trillion in tax cuts that favor the wealthy. The fellow on stage last night said he didn't know anything about that. The real Mitt Romney said we don't need any more teachers in our classrooms. But don't boo, vote.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Don't boo. Go vote. Everybody, go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Virgil Good, whoever. I'm representing the I forgot what party he's representing, but he's out of the state of Virginia. And his name is Virgil Good. He was ready to debate with Obama, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich. Go vote. Vote.
But the fellow on stage last night, he loves teachers. Can't get enough of them. The Mitt Romney, we all know, invested in companies that were called pioneers of outsourcing jobs to other countries. But the guy on stage last night, he said that he doesn't even know that there are such laws that encourage outsourcing. He's never heard of them. Never heard of them. Never heard of tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. He said that if it's true, he must need a new accountant. Now, we know for sure it was not the real Mitt Romney because he seems to be doing just fine with his current account. So you see, the man on stage last night, he does not want to be held accountable for the real Mitt Romney's decisions and what he's been saying for the last year. And that's because he knows full well that we don't want what he's been selling for the last year. So Governor Romney may dance around his positions, but if you want to be president, you owe the American people the truth. So here's the truth. Governor Romney cannot pay for his $5 trillion tax plan without blowing up the deficit or sticking it to the middle class.
Tell him.
That's the math. We can't afford to go down that road again. We can't afford another round of budget-busting tax cuts for the wealthy. We can't afford to gut our investments in education or clean energy or research and technology. We can't afford to roll back regulations on Wall Street or on big oil companies or insurance companies. We cannot afford to double down on the same top-down economic policies that got us into this mess. That is not a plan to create jobs. That is not a plan to grow the economy. That is not change. That is a relapse. We don't want to go back there. We've tried it. It didn't work, and we are not going back. We are going forward.
What did you say? What did you just say?
We cannot afford to double down on the same top-down economic policies that got us into this mess. That is not a plan to create jobs. That is not a plan to grow the economy. That is not change. That is a relapse. We don't want to go back there. We've tried it. It didn't work, and we are not going back. We are going forward.
Let this ride out. We're going to come back with the local news. It's only one item, I believe. Nobody's been getting fucked around here lately. No little children been getting fucked. So. Obama didn't have anything to go off of. Because Mitt Romney doesn't stand for anything, so he didn't have no ammunition pre-debate. He only had a list of lies that Mitt Romney could flip-flop on. But now he doesn't have anything. He can't flip-flop on what everybody's seen him say.
It's the same thing I said. We've got the same idea on this. He started putting stuff in concrete, and now he's going to have to stick to that. He can't say he didn't say that. He doesn't believe that. course, he made his pivot to the middle. He did what his campaign said he was going to do all along. He was going to hit the Etch-A-Sketch and start.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way. He would lose 20% of the vote that he has now if he would just continue on this Tea Party track.
Oh, yeah.
That's hands down.
And those people, the ones that are extreme, are going to vote for him no matter what just to get rid of Obama. So he's played it politically smart. Like, they played the game. All the Democrats and supporters thought, oh, this was a rout. The October surprise has come. Mitt Romney has flipped. But now it's Obama's turn for October surprise. There's still, each campaign has something left in it.
Oh. As I get the documents ready for the Logan News, I'll play a little bit more of this.
Now, I've got a different view about how we create jobs and prosperity. This country doesn't succeed when we only see the rich getting richer. We succeed when the middle class gets bigger. We grow our economy not from the top down, but from the middle out. We don't believe that anybody's entitled to success in this country, but we do believe in something called opportunity. We believe in a country where hard work pays off and where responsibility is rewarded and everybody's getting a fair shot and everybody's doing their fair share and everybody plays by the same rules. That's the country we believe in. That's what I'm fighting for. That's why I'm running for a second term for President of the United States, and that's why I want your vote. What I talked about last night was a new economic patriotism. A patriotism that's rooted in the belief that growing our economy begins with a strong private
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, local news. New Orleans assistant attorney cited for marijuana violation. Comma, Butterfingers. The title of this article is very misleading. Well, it's not really misleading, but it is semi-slanderous to what happened to attorney Jason Cantrell. He is a 43-year-old assistant attorney and son of Magistrate Commissioner Harry Cantrell. He was let go because he dropped the joint in court. Yes, that's what happened, sir. I really don't want to get into it because I don't understand. I don't. Why would you even bring that to court? Did you forget it in your briefcase the night before when you was getting your arguments ready? I'm really not laughing at this dude. I mean, like, if they give him 5 years, he deserves every day. He deserves 365 times five. No, serve 80% of your time. No, 100%.
this is New Orleans, so they'll probably get it.
I don't... did it just... I wonder if he was reaching in his pocket and it just fell out, or if he was grabbing a cigarette or something and it fell out the pack of cigarettes. Regardless of what happened.
You can't stash it better than whatever you did. You
no.
A lawyer? I mean, you an attorney?
No. 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 Yeah.
And what was his job title?
He was a city attorney, which I guess he worked for the public defender's office. I'm just guessing.
No, I was thinking he was like DA or something. So
he was an assistant city attorney. Yes.
Maybe he was trying to get some of his clients out of jail, so now they're gonna say that they didn't have proper representation to do that.
Ah.
Yeah, I would have got him all, but I was stoned to the bejesus.
Couldn't even keep the joint in my pocket. It had to come out. They have to come out and see everybody, place. Yes.
Figure maybe y'all smoke, y'all chill the fuck out.
Well, speaking of bringing drugs to court, in Aurora, Illinois, authorities say that a man on probation in a cocaine delivery case was arrested when he allegedly brought cocaine to a courthouse. Alex Robinson, 37, of Aurora, was due in court Wednesday on allegations of violating his probation from the 2006 cocaine delivery case when he emptied his pockets at the security checkpoint and dropped a bag of cocaine into the bin. Really? So you just, this baby powder. This cornstarch right here, man. I don't even worry about that. BC powder. Sir, anything to say about Alex Robinson?
No, not so much that. There was a story of a person that had some cocaine in their wallet, and they dropped the wallet, and it was found and returned, but everything was still intact. That was as close as I could come to that.
Well, I can tell you a quick story. QJ Pimpson will vouch for it. We were in Lafayette one night, and we were leaving from the club, and we stopped at the Circle K. And, you know, when late at night, the gas station had the little window open on the side. They don't let you into the store. Okay, so that's how it was at the Circle K. Now, we were standing in line, and we're going to just say a shady-looking individual came up to Q and was like, "Man, watch this for me. I'm going to take a leak right quick." That was his words. And he put four crack rocks on top of the telephone, the payphone. He put, yes, yes. And Q was just looking at me. And I was just looking at him like, I was looking at him like it was nothing wrong. He was looking at me like, "What the fuck is going on around here?" I was just like, "Well, this is, we are in the correct location for something like this to happen." So, yes, the dude proceeded to urinate, and then he came back and picked up his rocks and left. I guess he didn't want to get that crack residue on his wood or something. I don't know. Crazy shit happens, people. I'm not making this up. This is a true story. Ask QJ Pimpson about it one day. He'll tell you. You gotta go down. Alex Robinson. Just dropped the bag, just walked in like, "Yeah, I don't care about this."
Once again, do you not have proper stash places?
You are going to court. You will get searched upon entering the courthouse. There is a whole metal detector. Some of them have x-ray scanners. Right? He's not a judge. He can't just walk in the motherfucker. Really, really, dude, you couldn't drop that off to nobody. Nobody.
Could have left it in the fucking car?
Evidently, he didn't have a car. It's obvious that he didn't have a car. Yep. And that's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. Something else that's been on my mind, and we talked about it. I don't know if we talked a good bit about it, but I'm growing weary of, it's not just the 2 a.m. infomercials. It's the ones that come on during the day with the old people on. Sometimes they'll have Fred Dalton Thompson on there talking about the AARP, and you can get your free catheters and
free ED pills.
Yes. Free everything. If you old and afflicted in any type of way, call this number and we'll send you free shit.
You get free dope.
Old people, like, I know y'all put in. I know you put your 5 in. Where the rest of it coming from, though? I need to know this. There's more old people than young people. And every old person gets a scooter. And the scooter costs more than the 5 that you put in.
I'd still rather get the kind of food than the scooter. I'd rather an old person have a scooter. I can't stand seeing fat people with a scooter. I can't stand going to Walmart for those reasons. I hate going to the grocery store. I want you people in the grocery. Because they get government money the same thing, so they never even put in. That's what's disheartening. It's not drug testing nobody. No, let's food test these motherfuckers. Let's see how much they weigh.
We have a weight limit.
I agree. Michelle Obama said that. I applaud her, but I also boo her for not going further. We need a death penalty. You weigh over 500, you have to go. Fuck a carbon tax. Let's have a weight tax.
Let's have a plastic. Let's have a waste test. If the trash man has to pick up 2 garbage cans from your house every 2 days, then you have a problem. Just I am really growing weary of this. I don't want to pay. I'm tired of paying. I don't even want a scooter. If it gets to the point where I need a scooter, I'm not going anywhere anymore. And it's not that I feel ashamed of leaving my house. It's just that I don't have to go anywhere anymore. What's the purpose of me leaving my house? So I can show you how I destroy food in my own kitchen. I can go sit at a booth and show you how to just lay down food. Like Rick Ross lays down a hot 16. I'm serious. Like, It's counterproductive for the country. We putting in all this money to just watch people kill themselves. And we all know people like this. Some of them we cool with, some of them we just see all the time at local eating establishments.
They never fucking leave. Camp buffet lines.
So gross. Just it's sickening. It's not because I'm looking at you throw down pounds of food at a time. It's sickening because I'm watching you just decrease your life. People give me the same argument about smoking and everything. Well, you know, you smoke and you're taking away, you're killing yourself. But it's cool for the person to sit there and eat 8 pounds of chicken wings or lo mein noodles. Just eat 16 pounds of noodles and one sit down and just chill.
Sticks and water.
Me and my girl were looking at this episode of Strange Sex on Netflix. It's a TLC show. Oh, we're going to get into TLC in a minute. Yeah, it's a show that comes on TLC. And this dude was just, it's like, he gets turned on by feeding his wife. So his wife weighs like 600 pounds now. So he'll fix her like 3 or 4 plates of food and just sit there and watch her eat it and get turned on by that.
Was he a hefty fella
himself? No.
Maybe he likes to feed her so she
they fit. I'm putting it to you like this, without me being racist. They fit a certain stereotype of where they belong with each other. Like, usually.
Is it a fat white woman in your butt?
I might be. I might be. And they were actually seriously talking about feeding her to the point where she became immobile. Yes, that was the plan. Like, that would be the ultimate turn on, is to feed her until she's immobile.
Like, he trying to kill her, get life insurance or something.
I was thinking that the whole time. I really was. I was like,
offering her the right one. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, game plan going.
Man, just like, I don't understand one, but I give an excuse for the other. Like, I mean, if you want to die, die. Go ahead and die. But when it gets to the point, and this is where I differ. My opinion starts to differ. The whole smoking thing is, you can't, if you're a smoker and you have insurance, you're paying double the rate. So you're already paying for your mishap or your flaw, you're paying for that. Eating 5 pounds of food and one sit down, you're not paying for it. Okay? So that gives me the right to say something about it, because I am paying for it. And a lot of people that don't have microphones right now are paying for it and feel the same way that I do. It's nothing against you, it's just that, the fuck, man? I just want to be able to buy me some food for the week once I get old and shit.
So instead of drug testing welfare recipients, we need to give these bitches a glucose test or a diabetes test.
If you got that sugar, then you got to go.
You got the sugar.
Man, this is ridiculous, man. And the shit is not cool. The shit is not cool because they throw the pity party on you. Like, oh, it's a shame that I'm immobile. But the only part on you that's immobile is your legs.
That's only because you choose not to make immobile.
Hand and wrist to mouth is working perfectly. That shit never failed, ever. And in the event hand to wrist to mouth fails, I think you might just sit there and have like a trough in the front of you. I think that's what it's gonna get down to.
Hook a bead bag to your head like a horse. Hang that bitch, hang on. Eat that shit.
Just pour a pot of jambalaya in the bag. Let's go, baby.
And walk out. Get you a bucket of water. You Crisco by the
Come on, man. Even Paula Deen couldn't eat all that butter she was putting in the food. See, she got sick too. she got that diabetes, and now she don't eat all that shit no more. Let's put a little butter in here. She'll do like Porky used to do with the cake on the old Looney Tunes, where you would cut one slice and take the whole cake. That's what she did with the butter. She would cut one cube and just take the whole block. There we go. Just add that in there. Great. I'm serious, though. Like, it's not a war on obesity.
It should be.
It's really not. It shouldn't be a war on obesity.
Somebody got to go.
I mean, I feel as though if you have the money to eat like that, go ahead. But I'm not paying for you. I'm not. I wish there was a way I could opt out of paying taxes. That way, and I think there is. we had a discussion. I don't think it was on the show, but we talked about the he was coming up with an opt out where you didn't have to pay taxes, but you couldn't, you wouldn't be covered for anything. Like the ambulance wouldn't come get you or nothing of that sort. I'm actually down with it. As long as I can get to the hospital, it's good.
Might take a crane and a wheelbarrow to get your ass in there.
What the fuck was I looking at, man? Oh, hold on, sir. Give me a little, give me your thoughts on this before I continue, because I've been going, I've been rambling for about 10 minutes now about
the diabetes
stroller issue. What is your opinion on it? How do you feel? Yes.
Death panels, I told you, we need death panels for everything. I believe it won't, at the point where you're not able to contribute to society in some way, like at that point, you should be removed from society. Those people that get too big to leave their house, and you gotta call in the fire department to get them out so they can see sunshine, you gotta cut a whole wall out and get your ass out. Like, there's no sense in that. So you're not working, where are you getting the money for the food? And is government cheese really getting you that big? That's a whole... I have nothing nice to say, so I guess I'll just not say anything without hurting anyone's feelings. But I do remember watching the movie Seven with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
One of the seven sins.
It was gluttony.
And it seems like the people that have the, I don't like the stereotype. Not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republicans. I don't know if you've heard that before. I mean, it's not saying I agree with that, but it's kind of the same thing. Like, if you're not all Christian people or people of faith have are fat and obese, but pretty much all these people believe that Jesus is going to help them at some point along the way. So, if you don't understand that gluttony is one of the seven sins in your religion, or your faith, that Jesus said, you know, you should avoid these at all costs, it's the worst you can do. And then you're riding around because you're too big to walk or move, and you need a crane to help your ass get out of the house. Like, at that point, you might as well hang up your religion or your faith and move on to something else.
Well, sir, I don't think you've seen this. I'm gonna get your take on it. This is for the audience also. Just have a listen.
Was. It's just shocking, and nobody can really believe that someone could sit on a kid and then kill the kid.
In a tiny Texas town on the Mexican border.
You have not seen obesity at this level.
A story that caught world headlines.
You belong in the New England Journal. You belong in the Book of Internal Medicine.
One of the world's heaviest women.
She can't sit in a chair like you and I can. She can't sit in a couch like you and I can.
If you buy into the media hype, certainly you believe that she's guilty.
Is accused of capital murder.
This woman is almost is a half a ton. Why isn't she in jail?
Could they even give her enough poison to execute her?
It's a shocking case where nothing...
This thing just keeps getting stranger and stranger.
...is quite what it seems.
Obviously something else was happening.
I should be punished. I did wrong.
A false confession is a rarity, and a woman's testimony...
Who is covering up for who, and what's the cover?
...is the very thing that may prevent her from staying alive.
I don't know how much longer she's going to be around.
If you get convicted because of your statement, you will die in prison.
It's hard to live like this, but... suicide is not an option.
Did I see at one point a Ryder truck moving her ass?
They came and you seen the saw that cut the bricks down to knock the wall down to get out the house, right? You seen that, right?
Yes, sir.
You seen that? This comes from the story of... Myra Rosales. An 1,100-pound woman from Texas.
Fucking shoot her in the head and move on.
Stop.
Shoot that bitch, man.
Allegedly, she killed her 2-year-old nephew, Eliseo Jr.
She ate it?
No. Her attorney, Sergio Valdez, says Myra took the blame so that her sister's other kids would still have a mom. This is a story. Evidently, the sister killed her son and then, like, stuck the little boy underneath the woman's leg and then act like the woman rolled over him and suffocated him.
That bitch ain't rolling over. That's a lie. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I don't even... Like, how she... Never mind. I'm not going to get into it like... But, yeah.
Maybe her sister's the one feeding him to get that baby.
Well, I'm bringing this up. And what today is... What in the fuck is today? Damn, it's tomorrow.
Canadian Thanksgiving?
No, it's Canadian Thanksgiving? No.
Happy Thanksgiving with the milks. Sorry, no hockey.
All right. No hockey.
Well,
I thought this wasn't America's game anyway.
Well, capitalism is taking over. I mean, democracy is taking over the world.
All right. Well, I'm setting this up. We're gonna do this in the ratchet section of the show. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get into why we brought up the half-ton killer. We're not gonna get into it because we've already been, like, assholish enough today. We're not going to talk about the woman being 1,100 pounds and stuff.
Bullet. That's all it takes.
This shit is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I gotta take a little break on this because I'm getting heated. And
if she goes to prison, she can go 100 strikes for the right thing violating and live in like 50 years.
Back. Half-ton killer, we were just talking about. Why did I bring it up? Chuck, why did you bring this up? Why? You want to know why? Because the Half-Ton Killer is a show that's coming on TLC tomorrow. Honey Boo, I think Honey Boo Boo's done right now. Yeah, I watch Honey Boo Boo just to spite my girl. I do.
So Honey Boo Boo is this, and the 1,100 pound chick is gonna be like the 20 years later episode. It's kind of like we should look forward to Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, I honestly think she's gonna make it 20 years.
She's got 4 now. Sure, they had 3 heart attacks.
Allegedly. We don't know. I seen this on Comedy Central that she had 3 heart attacks.
In Mitt Romney's America, everyone's free to eat.
Just remember, you're going to have to travel to get that health insurance.
Eat dirt,
though. TLC, everybody. TLC. Now, I might have made the statement that TLC has went ratchet in the past, but I'm really not fucking around now. Look at it. Just go on your guide. If you have the good cable, go take the remote, press guide, and go to TLC right now. You can do. You can stop and just go do it right now. Check it out. You got. I didn't know I was pregnant. Say yes to the dress. 4 weddings. Honey Boo Boo. Strange sex. Addicted. Hoarding buried alive. Toddlers in tiaras. Can I have to continue? Can I?
Please.
Breaking Amish.
What the fuck is Breaking Amish?
Oh, you need to check that out. Like, for real, check that shit out. Breaking Amish is the story of 4 Amish people that they brought to New York City to let them release. Oh, yes.
They're old people or young?
Young, yes. They got one chick on there, she ain't got no teeth.
The Amish be smoking meth?
I don't know. You know, they don't go to the dentist or nothing, so... They probably have their own family dentist. Hard out of you. Yes. Breaking Amish. What? What else? There's another bunch of other shows. Johnny K plus 8.
I don't think my cable has
this. 19 and counting. I remember when I was younger, TLC actually had, like, they had trauma, life in the ER. They had educational shit. Yes. Operation.
That's why you don't hear them call it Learning Channel anymore. Now it's TLC.
You just learn how to be ratchet. TLC. Check them out. Just go. If you're looking at the guide, look at it right now. I'm serious. The most ratchet one is I didn't know I was pregnant.
That's fucking odd. How do you not know you're pregnant? I don't understand this country.
Where's the bar? Like, for real, where's the bar? God. It must be under the half-ton killer. That's where the bar is. She rolled over on me. Yeah. I can't believe that. I still can't get over that story. This is a real story. This is a real story, ladies and gentlemen. I have no reason to make this up. When I tell you it took 15 people to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 9, 11, 13. It took 13 people to get her from the gurney to the bed. 13 people.
That wasn't a gurney, it was a wheelchair. What kind of bed was she on?
I don't know, they probably just laid down four deaths together and just threw on top of it. Really? Oh, some images are graphic? Yeah, I'll share the link with everybody on the website. But, yes.
Don't do it, Lamont. Don't do it.
TLC has no soul. Let me continue. You have no soul. You completely sold out to ratings. You sold out to Nielsen. Like, you have no standards. You stand for nothing.
Mitt Romney ass.
You should. They have Mormons on there too. Sister Wives. Yes. Sister Wives also. They try to disguise it behind, yes, this is all real people. This is how people actually live it. It's still ratchet. It's still fucked up. It's fucked up that you bite A&E like you just straight bite A&E. I guess next on TLC they're going to have the auction shows. I guess. There's going to be some type of crazy auction, though. They're going to have, like, people with limbs missing doing the auctions or something. It's going to be something odd. Every time they do it, they
got amputee auctions.
That's going to be on CMT. With Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold got to host that. Well, speaking of Tom Arnold, when did Tom Arnold become the voice of Rednecks?
He married Roseanne Boyd, I'm assuming.
Okay, I didn't know this. I don't really keep up with it, but I just noticed that Tom Arnold hosts every Redneck show on not TLC. Big Mama hosts every Redneck show on TLC. Big Mama, that's her name. That's Honey Boo Boo Mama, nickname Big Mama. She just so sassy. I told you, I watch Honey Boo Boo. I be in deep just to see how far they'll go. Like, that's why I say TLC, you have no standards. And now you making a show about an 1100 pound woman that got accused of killing her nephew. Well, she didn't get accused, she admitted to it.
I'm starting to agree with the Christian, we need to let Jesus come back and apocalypse again in the shit. Something. I feel like we evolve and devolve at the same time.
No, it's as we evolve, we gave an opportunity for the people that were supposed to leave us. We gave them an opportunity to stay longer. That's what happened. Therefore, now we just have to live amongst these people because we became a little too, we were too tasteful for Darwinism to take effect. We had to start making safeguards for everything because feelings took over. How many times are we supposed to feel bad for little Jimmy sticking the screwdriver in the electrical outlet? Yeah. Now we do.
That should be on TLC.
Oh, that's on True TV. The ratchet accidents, that's on True TV. TLC is just like they find people with afflictions. And yeah.
Exploitation.
They find a family of hillbillies in Georgia and make a show that I don't even understand the premise of the show. Like I don't know what the show is about. It's like they could have called it Toddlers and Tiaras Rejects if they wanted to. I said it. Why the little girl couldn't have been on Toddlers and Tiaras? I guess the other women were too uppity for Big Mama.
Fat bitch do love Craig.
Well, I mean, have the women on Toddlers and Tiaras, they ain't that light on their feet.
That's because all the little chicks, I've always said that the kids that's putting pageants, their parents, their mom was a fag. That's just, you can mark that down, because the bitch is living vicariously through their daughter. And when the daughter goes a fag, that's the end for that.
So what Honey Boo Boo gonna do?
I'm sure he has a lot of time.
The show is great. You see my girl's face. It's like the face of hate every time TLC is on. It Oh man. Yes. You know I get a kick out of looking at ratchet stuff. Like I told you, you told me about Redneck Intervention the other day, and I watched it. And you see, at least CMT is sensible with it. TLC has no limits. Like, if you watch Hoarders on A&E, and you watch Hoarding Buried Alive on TLC, TLC is wrong. Like, they get the people, like, on A&E, they'll just find people that collect trash and stuff and don't know how to throw stuff away. They might have a light mental problem. TLC find the people that almost talk to themselves and just have a house full of shit. And that's who's on Hoarding Buried Alive. It's like they the one-uppers.
You gotta get more extreme.
And people just eating it up. Honey Boo Boo in the debate was running neck and neck.
So the fight told us lies from Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, there's no lies being told on Honey Boo Boo. You can't get me to tell you that show is fake. You couldn't give me enough money. That show is real.
And they just press.
Yes. Oh, you can tell by the accent that they're from Georgia. They got
it was South. Only the South is proud of it. We don't live. We live in Obama's America.
Big Mama is a hoarder because she goes to auctions and garage sales and buys food and stuff wholesale.
Where do you get money from?
Sugar Bear.
Is this the daddy?
That's the
step daddy.
Yeah. Sugar Bear, he be all over trying to get on Big Mama. Big Mama don't even.
This is her second husband?
Yeah. Sugar Bear just walking around with a big thing of skull in his mouth just the whole time. Bottom lip just bowed the fuck out. Just.
You might be a redneck if.
Your nickname is Sugar Bear.
Your daughter's Honey Boo Boo. Oh my goodness.
See, I can tell that you haven't watched Honey Boo Boo that much. You probably haven't watched it at all. Oh. Oh. What, how does my girl, what does she call it? Like, she's like, just white trash. That's what she calls it. Just, and she shakes her head And I just look at it and laugh. Oh man. Also, like when you go to look for the half ton killer and you see the pictures, check out the comments underneath the pictures. I'm telling you, people ain't shit.
Hopefully my daughter can die.
Michael Dubaca said that she reminds me of a beached whale. Watching all the people attempting to move her.
They should harpoon her as a drag her out to sea. Fuck it. And the Republicans can applaud letting gay soldiers die and shit like that. Fuck that one. Fuck Honey Boo Boo. She can suck on BB.
Oh, man. Is she like eating 1,000 McDonald's supersized Big Mac meals a day? No.
What if the demographic these shows go after is the undecided independent voter that the campaigns are after right now?
What was this?
So what if the demographic that the TLC and these shows go after is the undecided voters that these campaigns and they're trying to...
Oh, they all voted for Mitt Romney if they look at TLC. I'm just...
Probably.
Think about it. And I'm gonna be really racist about this next comment, though. I'm just prefacing it. The majority of people that look at basketball wise on VH1 are people of the same race of the characters on the show. They just look at them and talk shit about them. So I'm gonna go on a limb and say that the people that watch Honey Boo Boo are the same race as the characters on Honey Boo Boo, and they just talk shit about them the whole time, because you get off on talking shit about people that don't live to the same standard as you do. So saying that, to say that most of these people that talk down on the way other people live vote for Mitt Romney. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say it. They're down with the comeback team. Just think of the shows. I'm just Toddlers and Tiaras. I mean, you gotta have some type of cash flow to have your child in pageants all the time. I'm not just regular cash flow. You gotta have some type of Romney cash flow. I'm just saying.
How do you eat that much? And that's what baffles me. If you're that big, you mean, can't you leave
get,
the house.
You get disability checks. Disability checks.
That's why I said no girl kiss welfare. Diabetes says you fat. Fuck that.
So she doesn't know about vegetables. Sure, she puts butter, cheese, and salt on them.
And what the fuck is she eating?
No, I'm reading the comments. Oh.
This is bad.
We
saw
a oh man, yeah. That shit is gross, man. TLC, you have no soul.
I hate you, America.
I hate TLC. I really do. I can't even stomach it anymore. Alright, sir. We have a couple of more items to talk about. We'll go out on a limb here. Let's see. What else is going on, sir? So, I was looking at, what show was it? It was, I can't think of my boy's name on MSNBC.
Marshall Down?
No.
Chris Matthews? Little Rachel Maddow?
No. I can't think of his name, though. I can't remember his name because I stopped talking about him for a while.
Al Sharpton?
No, the other old motherfucker. The one that come on before Lawrence O'Donnell. Man, why can't you think of this dude?
Martin Bashir?
Oh. I can't think of my boy's name right now. It's, I can't think about it because we're doing the show right now. But, anyways, I'll talk about it on a later date. He had said something. Thank you. pocket to hit his dude's name. It's delicious. First up, there's no introduction to this. Patrick Lewis Lynn has sex with horse inside Florida barn again. Again. A horse owner in Florida shook his head when he told the reporter he wasn't surprised to learn that the man who had sex with his horses in 2010 came back. Sunday marks Patrick Lewis Lynn's second time getting arrested on the Tallahassee property, accused of sneaking in and sexually abusing horses. This time he was allegedly caught having sex with Sonny. I had a feeling he'd be back because I believe it's a compulsion type thing with him, said Sonny's owner, Alan McDermott. McDermott said he knew something bad had happened when he noticed lubricant on the barn floor near Sonny's stall. So, wait, how much... So, lubricant. So, how much lubricant do you need to penetrate a horse?
I'm gonna say, I've always heard the expression "hug like a horse." Get your package damaged like that, you get it.
I don't know. He might be like one of them. He might be like the dude on Strange Sex. He couldn't find him a reasonable sexual partner, so he just went to. Fucking horses and shit. I have no idea. A surveillance camera reportedly caught Lynn sneaking into the stable early that morning. He was arrested at his home, which was nearby, later that night. He faces charges of trespassing, resisting arrest, burglary, and bestiality. Really? Bestiality? Wow. No.
For the rest of the family.
For the rest of the family. Oh, the horse need an AIDS test?
Was it at least a female horse? Was he fucking a dude?
It wasn't even Sonny. He probably couldn't tell the difference. He had, all that long hair coming from the tail. He couldn't.
He was talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. And in other news, Mr. Brian Downing, do you remember him, sir? He is known across the internets as the Alabama teabagger.
Okay.
Yeah, he got, he was just sentenced to 2 years for obscenity and sexual battery. After he was filmed rubbing his genitals against a drunken LSU fan after the BCS championship game. The unconscious LSU fan reportedly sued Downing in May asking damages for mental anguish, humiliation, embarrassment, anxiety and depression, damage to reputation, and lost tuition payments for having to withdraw from school. When you put your genitals on someone's body, someone who is passed out, that's not a prank. I thought it was. I thought that was part of the prank, as long as they don't wake up. You know. So you can't put your balls on somebody's face, but you could draw a dick on their cheek. Or you just take a razor and some clippers and just shave a ball. I'm saying it's still. I think the video is still on YouTube. Everybody, you go check it out. The dude just unzipped his pants and like leaned across the dude that was sleeping. I forgot. I think he was in the McDonald's or somewhere. And, yeah. That's it. Oh, man. Next up, man called cops to report theft, got busted for growing pot. When Robert Lee Wilkerson, you can guess what state this is in. When Robert Lee Wilkerson called lawmen to his Summerfield home to investigate the theft of his four-wheel ATV, the deputy went into the backyard where the ATV was kept to investigate the theft. Mm-hmm. What do you think happened next?
Can you like tell him don't look at my butt and worry about that?
When the deputy looked towards the house, he spotted two marijuana plants on Wilkerson's back porch. Wilkerson said he was growing the plants as an experiment. He was later booked into the Marion Cottage. Well, sir, I found out that when I put weed seeds into dirt and I put it in a flower pot on the back porch, and then I called the police to do the search, that yeah, I wake up in the holding cell the next morning.
You wake up in the holding cell and your butt hurts. Every time I grow weed, my butt hurts.
They can make it like a bad DirecTV commercial. Like do with the eye patch and just have one like that. So we can just reach out, go on a limb and say that he was like the pharmacist of the neighborhood. Well, I mean, his bond was only $2,000.
Did he have a new Portland?
Well, the ATV was reported. The reported value was $3,000. So, pretty sure he did tell somebody. You want to hear another crazy one? Donkey sex suspect rejects plea deal. Donkey sex suspect Carlos Romero frowns as Judge Stephen Rogers rules that Romero does not meet the requirements for a court-appointed public defender because he has full-time jobs and assets. Damn, he couldn't do the Obama plea. Obama took my job, so I can't afford to hire me an attorney. A farmhand accused of a sex act with a miniature donkey named Doodle refused the plea deal from the state Tuesday and said he plans to take his case to trial. Carlos Ara Romero, 31, was charged with cruelty to animals, a first-degree misdemeanor. Deputies said he was found in a sexually compromising position with 21-month-old Doodle. Compromising sexual position? What is that? I never thought about it like that. Like, what if you raised like a calf or something?
A baby. You gotta put your picture in the paper and fall in love with that.
Like, yeah, I read kittens. What?
You had a fish piece in common.
They're gonna have you in the local section. Oh man. I don't know. What's up with the people raping animals? Is it? Huh? Bad souls? Prayers to the family. Carlos said that preventing him from going on a farm would destroy him. He said it would leave him homeless and without any money. It'd leave you without a form of sex also, Carlos. As for Doodle, Romero said he wants to retake custody of his animal and that there was no evidence of pain and suffering done to the miniature donkey. Which always falls under the rule of no harm, no foul. I mean, I didn't rip the asshole open, so it's all good. I guess. Let's see, we got two more left, I believe. Going back to Florida again, sir. I think this one has a video also. Yes, it does. I'll play the... Oh well, we'll let the ad play first. But here we go.
The legend that she was assaulted by a customer. Apparently there was an issue concerning cold mashed potatoes. On Friday, September 14th, an unidentified woman along with several companions entered the restaurant, Cody's Roadhouse. She reportedly became angry that her potatoes were cold, so she requested a discount. She received a coupon for a future visit. The lady returned 3 days later on Monday and allegedly grabbed the manager by the throat before hurriedly exiting the building and getting away in a blue car. In another report from this year, a family in Pennsylvania got into a scuffle stemming over food issues. George Rome, who is described as an easygoing guy, complained about the way vegetables were cooked during dinner. Then the chicken was served and he became upset it had been baked instead of fried. The comments offended his daughter-in-law, who was cooking, so she threw a chair at him. The fight moved outdoors to the sidewalk with another family member involved. Police soon arrested the upset Rome.
let me get this straight. Well, first off, we need to tell people that, like, if you have a problem with someone, please let them know. Don't use dinner as an excuse to take your anger out on the person that's close to you. For real. Like, because it wasn't over the chicken. We know it was over something else more major than chicken. Because who really fights over food?
Without drinking involved.
Like, yeah, seriously, like, who just, like...
Probably the same people that fucking horses and donkeys.
I told you these mashed potatoes wasn't hot enough. I paid $3 for these loaded mashed potatoes.
That shit ain't loaded, son.
So you got in a fight over baked and fried chicken, right? Yep, baked and fried. And I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. We already went into the discussion of the half-ton killer. I mean, it all links up now. Again, everybody, check out the half-ton killer. This is coming on everybody's favorite station, TLC.
Don't do it.
Tomorrow night is the story of Miss Rosales, who is 1,100 pounds. Who, for some reason, confessed that she rolled over her nephew and killed him.
Maybe had on a rotisserie stick, and that's how she rolled over. It's rolled right off.
Who was turning the rotisserie stick?
The machine.
No.
Ain't no man enough to handle up on that.
Man. Again, TLC, thank you for giving me fuel today. Having great shows like Breaking Amish and Honey Boo Boo. Baby, you know you like Honey Boo Boo too, though. But yeah, I'm not gonna read the last story. The last story was a fight over some food again. Anything you'd like to answer about the debates, Saints? We didn't talk about the Saints today. We didn't talk about any sports today. We're going to leave that for grown man sports. Waiting on a podcast is like waiting on the league to advance a week. But, yeah. All in all, people, go out and vote next month. And if you are like me and you are tired of people killing themselves, but you get the blame for killing yourself, but you have to pay for killing yourself. There's a difference, like I stated earlier. We both can still get health insurance. One person has to pay more than the other. But I'm tired. I need my money, man. Where my money, man? Where my money? Where's my money going? To scooters. To scooters. So we can just have like a what was the name of the movie with John Travolta and Martin in where they were the little biker club? Tim Wild Allen. Hogs. Oh, yeah, Wild Hogs. We'll have Wild Hogs on scooters.
They might be hogs, but they ain't wild.
Yeah. I think... Smart. My baby could tell the stories about people stealing out of the store. She sees it every day. But,
Oh, the best was the Xbox that just came out. It had been out for about a year. First Xbox. And this is at Walmart. And so this is the Thanksgiving Day sale where everybody's in there, the Black Friday. So there's a whole shit ton of people in the store. And we were always told you never try to stop anybody. Once they're out the store, they're gone. So we're out buggy pushing. You know, we do people retrieving the carts. Well, we hear everybody going crazy. Well, this car just comes flying out the parking lot and pulls up to the front door. And the back door opens up. And they got this woman running out the store with the Xbox, the box of the Xbox, like the actual game. This is now why they have the games in the case. You have to get them to unlock it.
Yeah.
She had that. She had DVDs and video games stuffed in the box. She comes running in. She dies in the back seat. And they got a guy following her carrying the TV with the VCR. And he got games and stuff stuffed in his box. And they smash off in the car. And we was all, everybody's just standing around looking like, how the hell did, how do you have the audacity to do that? That's a smash and grab. Like, that's real, real smash and grab.
Some people gotta have it.
I need it.
I need that Xbox right now. I need to play that new Madden. You remember the last time, last show we did, they had two dudes fighting over the Madden game. Dudes getting beat down too much. Oh, yeah, you keep beating it down. Bam! That's how it starts off.
And they were brothers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't take that ass whipping over and over and over again. You know, stop running to the outside. Oh, and before we go, one more thing. Dear Mitt Romney supporter, I need to know Mitt Romney's healthcare plan. I need to know his tax plan. And I need to know what he's going to do with education. I don't need to walk around answer, I just need the direct answer.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich.
Like,
look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles.